He said, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he'll do what? He'll flee from you. That's what we got to do. We got to be submissive to God. And he said, you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. He already gave us his word. He told us, he said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you even until the end of time. God, he is true to his word. He'll never leave us. But a lot of times people say, man, I just don't feel like, well, have you left him? What are you doing? Check your love walk. God will not work and operate outside of his word. He will not. And did y'all know that? Because he said, me and my word are one. If you one with something, you ain't walking outside of that. You not. Praise God. He says, we all have angels around us that are just waiting to hear the command of what the word of God has said. They will not follow the voice of a stranger. They only obey the command of God's word. Now, if we don't speak God's word, then whatever else we speak can open the door for the enemy to come in. And I said, look at Matthew Gospel chapter 4. When Jesus told Satan every time he tried to tempt him, Jesus told him, what? It is written. It is written. We need to get and keep a it is written in our mouth. It says, it is written in our mouths for every trick the enemy tries to come up against us with. The word tells us in the Old Testament, there is nothing new under the sun. We still deal with the same thing Jesus dealt with and mankind has dealt with since the enemy has been trying to deceive us. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye. Those three things, all those things are wrapped up into them. Lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye. We still have to deal with those things. Every one of us. Praise God, praise God. Are you getting anything out of this? Well, praise God, praise God. Sometimes when you get quiet on me, I say, well, Lord, I hope I'm saying what you need me to say. Praise God. It says in 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. He said, do not love the world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and the pride in our achievements and possessions. Is that not what I just read you? He said, and this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, talking about rightly dividing the word of truth, you know, I gave you that illustration about the zero turn and driving it to work. Now, if you're looking for healing in your body, it's just one illustration, but if you're just looking for healing in your body, you need to get the healing scriptures. For instance, Jeremiah 30:17. For I restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of the wound of thy wounds, says the Lord. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to some of your flesh. Oh, that's all of their flesh. All of it. There's nothing the word can't cure. It hasn't already cured. Nothing. Nothing it can't cure. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And like I said, all that I just read there were healing scriptures. Now, if I'm dealing with finances, I like to read these. Proverbs chapter 3. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Malachi chapter 3. Bring all your tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Sound like an overflow to me. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Ain't nothing wrong with giving. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said this in his word. I ain't got this one down, but he said this just wrong. He said, and I will multiply the seed sown. I will increase the fruits of your labor. Wow.